Ian Scholz, when W, as we like to call him, announced that his choice for vice presidential running mate was Dick Cheney, journalists everywhere did something typical. They performed an act they do from time to time. They sprung an unfamiliar word on us, but acted as though it's a word we use all the time, even though most of us had never heard of it before they sprung it on us. In the past, such words and concepts as nuncio, wiggle room, and spin were breezily dropped into the public discourse as though we should all know what they mean, even though those words and concepts were only employed and coined by aging post-prep school opinion makers and their ilk. This time, the word was gravitas. Dick Cheney supposedly has it, which makes him a good fit with W, who has as much dignity as a balloon or a frisbee, except he wears expensive suits. I don't want to get into politics here, except to say if somehow you could merge W and Al Gore into one person, you might have perhaps 1/16 of the components necessary for a compelling personality. Maybe. So, I'll restrict my remarks to Dick Cheney's gravitas. Gravitas, as I understand it, is Latin for gravity, meaning not the magical force that keeps us from flying off into the vacuum of space and imploding, but a certain presence, a somber quality, usually leavened by both leaden humor and wisdom of the old wazoo. Socrates, I would suggest, had gravitas. Nietzsche, to name another philosophical figure, did not. Oliver Wendell Holmes had gravitas. Judge Judy does not. Most men with three names have gravitas, except William Jefferson Clinton. Many convicted criminals, for some reason, have three names, but they generally are gravitas-free. You want real gravitas? James Earl Jones. Dick Cheney? Well, I'm sorry. I must remind you that his name is Dick. Guys named Dick, Dickie, Rick, or Ricky do not have gravitas. Dick Cheney is a conservative bald guy from Wyoming. For good or ill, I say we leave it at that. I gotta go.